So you call yourself you're a cuddler?
Yes.
You're a professional cuddler.
I'm a professional cuddler.
Where did this come from?
So I don't know exactly where the concept originated from, but there's a website where people that are looking for cuddles go and meet
others. Which is just a hug?
Yeah. I'm just show up in pajamas, go to strangers' houses, and I cuddle with them. It's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, I find that a lot of my clients are people that are busy working. They don't want like the full aspect of a relationship. They just want cuddles. They miss the physical touch and being close with someone.
What is your typical client? Is it a guy who just is too scared to have sex, or is it?
So I often kind of wonder about this. It's not really something I would ever ask them. So I don't know if it's maybe they have germophobia or they just don't want to have that energy exchange. What would make someone want to seek out a cuddler versus maybe someone that does sex work? I think they just really want to cuddle. They just miss they miss being close with someone. And maybe, you know, it's kind of awkward to like ask your friends, especially if you're a business person, to cuddle with like friends, or maybe they don't have like a lot of like female friends, and so it kind of like takes the pressure away, and they kind of know exactly what they're getting, so they just hire a professional cuddler.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for how long?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Do you make a living doing this?
Yeah, I was one of the highest rated cuddlers in the state of Arizona. I was like fourth.
You're
in the state.
One of the highest rated cuddlers. Yeah, I had, in the state of Arizona. So how many cuddlers are there in Arizona?
There's a lot.
Really?
Like the website has blown up. But yeah, at one point I had like 89 reviews.
I gotta get with it.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm sure you have some interesting stories cuddling men across Arizona.
Give and take.
I'm sure sometimes guys want more than that.
Yeah, sometimes. I feel that
even though it's so easy to probably find what they're looking for elsewhere.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, they want like almost like a challenge or something.
Maybe.
Like, oh, let's see if I can like convert the cuddler. I have no idea. But definitely in the beginning of the website, I found that every single client was just strictly platonic. And then it kind of just seemed like in the last like couple years, there were people asking for more. I don't really feel comfortable doing that type of stuff with people I don't know. And I don't know. I just... if they're asking for more, just not something I'm like trying to do.
And what does a typical session look like? You come in,
so
you have chit chat.
It's actually funny. If their bed is very comfortable, I actually have like fallen asleep before.
Oh, you'll be on their bed.
Yeah, yeah. Usually we cuddle like in their bed. Yeah, I've definitely fallen asleep at a few appointments before.
Wow.
I usually will try to make them let me be like the big spoon for at least a little bit, because I feel like they need that. Like they're on a website looking for a cuddle, so I'm like, let me cuddle you too. But yeah, sometimes they want to watch a movie, sometimes they're like wanting to order food or
how long
hang
is the
out
session?
For usually it's about an hour, but it could be two. Sometimes they want overnights. Those are more rare, but yeah,
that's interesting. What does it cost to have like an hour session?
Okay, it's definitely a luxury service. I was charging $150 an hour.
$150 an hour.
Mm-hmm. For cuddling.
I'm sure it's worth it. You know, time and driving and all that.
Well, it was like, because I was so high rated on the website at the time, it was, I went from like 100 to 150 just to kind of have like less requests.
And after this, you're going to go to 250.
Well, I'm actually not on the website anymore.
Are you still doing it?
I still have some clients that I cuddle with, and I want to make my own website. So I actually was like so well known on the website that people have like found me through Instagram, and they're like, I saw you on the website, but you're not on there anymore. And I don't know exactly what happened, but my account got deleted, and they said, can I make another one?
On Instagram?
It was the cuddling website. And there's another website that's like their competitor, but doesn't seem to get as much traffic. So I made a profile, but I haven't really gone on there. I don't even think I remember my login.
And are these older men, younger men? Are they unattractive or range of everything?
A range of everything for sure. Like there's definitely plenty of times where I'm cuddling someone that's a good like 10 years younger than me. There's definitely a lot of guys that you would consider them to be attractive, but maybe they don't feel it, or maybe they just don't want the drama of like a full relationship, but they just miss like having someone to cuddle with. And
a lot of these guys are kind of in the incel world, kind of.
They're not. Like, they're not? A lot of these guys are just, they're busy. They're working. Like, they just either don't want the drama of a relationship or they just don't have time for it. And
it's surprising how much of your private information ends up online without you ever noticing. Your name, your phone number, old addresses, sometimes even the people you're connected to. All of it gathered, indexed, and sold to data brokers you'll never deal with directly. It's easy to think this only affects public figures. It doesn't. It impacts regular people every day. And it happens quietly, your life broken down and traded without your awareness. Once it's out there, it's almost impossible to track where it goes. And that's why I use Aura, today's sponsor. Aura finds the sites selling your personal information, removes it automatically, and keeps monitoring to keep it off. It also alerts you if your data appears on the dark web, watches for credit and banking fraud, and includes a VPN and password manager. And if something goes wrong, Aura's fraud specialists are available 24/7, and you're covered by up to $5 million in identity theft insurance. You can try Aura free for 14 days at aura.com/softwhiteunderbelly. It's one way to hold on to a little privacy in a world that's built to take it. Now back to the video.
They just don't have time for it, and they just miss cuddling every once in a while.
Have you had guys get attached to you?
Very much so. And that can be hard, because I'm definitely, like, sensitive people's energy. Like, sometimes when I'm leaving, like, driving away, I can, like, still kind of feel them, like, damn, like, wish she was, like, there for longer. And so it's kind of important to me to, like, keep that, like, space. I mean, I do, like, text with my clients if they want to talk about things. Like, I'm not heartless. I'm, like, there for them if they need something. But usually they're not, like, all the time, like calling or anything like that. That would be a little strange. But I definitely, I like all my clients. If I ever had a experience where I felt like someone was testing my boundaries or was just kind of off-putting, I just don't rebook with them.
You've had a couple instances like that where you don't see a guy again?
And nothing really comes to mind, but just like, obviously, yeah. I mean, there's been people that sometimes just, you know, maybe they had a bad day. Or
their hands get a little bit curious?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a dancer, so I feel like it's pretty easy for me. But definitely, I think someone with, like, not as strong boundaries, it could be hard for them. But I feel like as a dancer, I'm, like, kind of like, no.
So you've done sex work before?
Yeah, I was a dancer for a very long time. I danced up until COVID. I've danced a little bit, like, on and off since, but it hasn't been as busy.
And do you prefer what you're doing now?
Yeah. It's honestly a lot easier, more clothes, and yeah, occasionally I fall asleep.
You're being paid to fall asleep.
And sometimes they're like, why are you sleeping? I'm like, your bed's so comfortable. But I don't know, just I feel like most of the people on the website, they're nice people, genuine, maybe just a little bit lonely.
Yeah, probably a lot of lonely men out there.
Yeah, but I haven't found that any of these guys are incels necessarily. Like, I don't feel like I've met anyone with, like, super, like, negative, like, energy or, like, mm-hmm. didn't like women or whatever. But
what kind of things are you learning about men being a cuddler?
Kind of hard to say. I definitely think that a lot of men put pressure on themselves, and so when they book the cuddle, they get to, like, just relax, and it's, like, no pressure, because I think that a lot of men have a lot of pressure to, like, be, like, super successful or, like, super wealthy or, like, this or that. A lot of guys do not decorate their places at all. I'm, like, swear. Sometimes I'm, like, is there only one bed sheet available at Walmart or something, because it's like everyone has like the same sheets. Some of them just have nothing on the walls. I'm like, oh man, they really do need like a woman's touch. Like, help them decorate. Some of them, because I do house cleaning too, or I used to do house cleaning, some of them I'm like, I need like a cuddle clean combo, because some of them, they need like their dishes done. And I'll try to like offer that to them, like I can like clean up too, but it hasn't seemed to like click yet. But because I, you know, I want them, I feel like your home is attached to like how you're living. So if you have a bunch of like DoorDash like containers like piled up, or like your dishes aren't done, I feel like that energy can like affect you and kind of make you feel sad. So sometimes I feel like I'm like not helping them enough, because it is just like a temporary thing. I do want them to be able to, you know, explore and have hobbies and do things outside of whatever their normal routine is. It seems like a lot of people are just burnt out working, and I don't know I think some of them have a lot of friends, but some of them I think are very isolated. And, you know, I think that with COVID, it was so long ago, but still, like, people got more, like, used to being inside. And, yeah, I don't know. It's like when you see someone, like, doing something the same over and over again, and you're like, damn, if you just, like, found like something that might interest you, like make a bucket list and try to go check out those things, might make you like feel better. But I do feel like a lot of these guys, maybe they just work and then come home.
Do you see men differently now after doing this for 7 years?
Not necessarily. I feel like dancing, that's what really fucked me up, because you see the worst side in men at the strip club, especially when they get in their pack mentality. Like six guys, they're all like bullying each other, just saying like the worst stuff. I'm like, ooh. But I feel like with the cuddling, I definitely see like almost like a softer side with them.
It's probably nice for you too.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. And like I said, I just only cuddle with people that I feel comfortable with.
And do you have regulars that you've been seeing for a long time?
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, so that's cool. And yeah, it's really nice.
Are all these guys single?
Honestly, it depends. Like, I don't know. I don't really ever ask too much about their relationships.
I would think they'd all be lonely single guys.
It depends. There's some guys that they're working out of town, and so they want to like meet at like hotels and stuff. So I definitely think those guys might have relationships outside of, and they kind of just travel for work, and then, oh, I'm going to go on the cuddling website. I don't know how their wives would feel. I would guess probably like,
he would raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know there was this one guy, I used to cuddle with him all the time. Like, this was when I first started. And he had a girlfriend, and she'd be calling all the time when we were cuddling. But I would see him, like, once a week. And he was like, this is, like, the most relaxing thing for me. And I don't know why he didn't want to. Well, maybe he just wanted to help me. I have no idea. But, yeah, his girlfriend was always, like, calling him, like, usually when we were, like, cuddling. So that was, like, I was like, are you in trouble? Is she going to show up?
She's worried about something else happening other than the
car. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think it was just, yeah, like no pressure, and just maybe like not fully like knowing me, and then having like some sort of relationship drama. I don't know. I try not to like dig too deep into like people's personal. I'm not here to judge. I'm not like one to like, oh, let's talk about like your wife. Like, no. I don't think that would make them feel relaxed. But I do think that generally, like, they are single. Like, at least probably 80-90%.
Yeah, because if you have a girlfriend, you can get a hug easily.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would think.
I would think so, too. Especially because most of the time, they want you to go to their house, too. I mean, you can kind of tell, like, if a girl lives there, you know.
It's always you're going to their location. You're not meeting somewhere to hug. Because you can hug in public.
Nobody's so, yeah. So that is a good question. So there's three different options. You can host, which I never do. I don't host. You go to their location, or they have the option of a public cuddle. And I've actually done public cuddles a few times. I would just get like an outdoor blanket and like set up at the park with like plushies and like pillows and stuff.
So you're like usually laying down when this is going on.
Yeah, but I would like bring like, like big plushies and like pillows to kind of make you comfortable. But yeah, people just are like, oh, these people are just like a cute little couple at the park, and they have like no idea I'm like getting paid and like more professional.
I try not to get too explicit with my talks, but I got to ask here, do the guys sometimes get excited when they're hugging you?
They definitely, sometimes, but usually they're like not like drawing attention to it. But I mean, yeah, you can.
If you're hugging.
If someone's like spooning you and they pop a boner, like you can kind of feel a little bit. So sometimes they're like, I don't know. Like I said, I used to be a dancer, so I kind of like know like the inner workings of like guys' minds. Like sometimes they're like kind of like touch you in a way where they want you. It's like, I don't fucking know.
I love hearing that you haven't had a whole lot of guys who just got out of control.
No, I've never had a bad experience.
That's nice
like,
to hear.
Nothing like where. Like non-consensual or something like that. Like I've never, but I do feel like because it's a cuddling website, you kind of have to have like guys that are more, you know, are gonna have like some aggressive like serial rapist on a cuddling website.
Right.
I don't know.
Would you recommend this kind of work for a girl who's trying to make it?
I definitely would recommend professional cuddling to someone that feels like they have like strong boundaries, someone that's okay with physical touch, someone that wants to like help be like healing and can listen to people.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Do I have a boyfriend? It's finding a guy isn't the problem, it's keeping them. I don't know.
I mean, I'm wondering where I'm going with this is I'm wondering if the cuddling, which you probably do quite often.
They hate it.
Your boyfriends will hate it?
Like, honestly, like, why I can't keep a relationship at all? Like, they're all, like, skeptical and, like, I don't know. At first, they're, like, think it's, like, so cute and they like it so much. Oh, that's, like, so awesome and I love to cuddle. And then it's, like, turns into, like, a disaster, like, every time.
Because they're suspicious you're doing something else other than cuddling.
They're suspicious, but also they're, like, I don't want, like, my girl, like, cuddling a guy. And it's, like, I'm sorry I wasn't born independently wealthy and, like, we live in a capitalist society. Like, I don't want to go work at Target and make, like, what, $14 an hour? I don't know what minimum wage is right now.
How old are you?
35.
You're 35?
Yeah.
Find a guy that will take care of you and you won't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Being imprisoned. Sorry, I feel like getting completely tied down by a guy, you're, like, have to do everything they say.
You find it's... The woman has to do a lot of the work now?
Not like that. It's just like, I don't know. I think a lot of people are experiencing like financial abuse and like we're unaware.
Mm.
Like women like get married. They like have like three kids back to back and the guy like doesn't let them have a debit card and they have to like explain like why they need to spend like $40 at the grocery store. I think there's a lot of people out there and we don't know how many and like who these people are.
Well, there's all kinds of different stories.
Yeah, that would be awful.
In both directions.
It'd be awful.
Have you had successful relationships?
No.
No. what was your childhood like?
I'm the oldest of four, all girls. So.
You had mom and dad?
My mom recently passed away. Yeah, my dad's still living. Yeah, I took care of my sisters. My youngest sister is 12 year age difference. So I was just the oldest one. And
Your parents stay together?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. So me and my sister that's a year and a half younger than me, we got sent to a troubled teen boarding school where I lived for 22 months.
Mm.
There's a Netflix show, The Program. Like basically what it was.
Where were you a troubled teen?
I snuck out of the house and smoked weed with boys. Now it's like, oh, that's no big deal.
Everybody does that now.
Yeah. But my mom was like, saw this show, it's called Brat Camp. And she's like, my children are also brats. They need to get sent away.
Do you think the problem you're having with relationships is because of the guys you're dating or because of you or both?
Well, okay, so when I used to be a dancer, I definitely drink a lot. And I didn't realize that guys targeted dancers because we had money. And, like, we're usually pretty nice and, like, fun to be around and stuff. So I feel like a lot of the guys that I dated when I was dancing, they just liked that I was a dancer. I don't even think they even liked me. I think they just knew I would, like, pay for things. So, and then I was drinking all the time, so I didn't really notice. And then... yeah, I started cuddling, and Yeah, I don't know. But it doesn't really matter, like, what I do. Could go bartend or something. They probably would still get mad. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to be gay.
I don't know what to tell you there. I think a different approach might get you a different result.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. You're a beautiful girl.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to know that.
No, I think I can't see you having any trouble getting a boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. Finding them is not the problem. It's keeping them.
Or keeping a boyfriend.
I cannot keep one.
They get upset and leave, or you
they
can't stand
they
them?
They pretty much usually always break up with me.
It's usually the cuddling that's the core of the problem?
Yes. And I have some mental health problems.
You do?
Yeah.
What would those be? Do you like to cuddle too much?
Cuddling is one of my favorite things, honestly. I don't know. I don't have like a exact like diagnosis, but I definitely am some, I don't know, like it can be like depression, anxiety, just all different things. I think that like I get overwhelmed sometimes.
So if you're dating a guy, what kind of things, what kind of emotions come up in you that you struggle with?
Oh my God, the BPD. Can I get my beep?
Sure.
Okay. Like, I hate it. You know about BPD?
Borderline?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you borderline personality disorder?
Yeah. The anxious attachment. But, I don't know.
What is having borderline personality disorder create in your behavior?
It's like a fear of abandonment. Like,
so if a guy comes home late from work or whatever, you get suspicious?
Nothing like that. Plus, I've been in a lot of alternative relationships, and I've done poly and stuff before. I don't feel like, as long as everyone's like clear on what's going on, I'm like fine with the person I'm with like having different experiences. For me, it's just, like, kind of get in my head, like, oh, does he like me? I don't know what it sounds like. Sometimes when I get in a relationship, I seriously turn into a teenage girl. So.
Hmm.
I have my teenage girl brain. I'm like, oh, so, like, cringy. I don't know.
What were your parents like? What was your relationship like with mom and dad?
It's like, like, I always had anxiety, I always had depression, I always didn't want to be here. And my mom had, like, so many kids, and, like, and just, like, she never, like, hugged us or, like, said that, like, we were doing good. It was always, like, why can't you be like these other kids? And I guess I just, like, became, like, really quiet, and I would never talk. I remember, like, in elementary school, I'd wear, like, all long sleeves. Like, I wouldn't even take my jacket off in the summer. Like, I just, for some reason, wanted to be, like, covered up. And I was, like, reading was, like, the thing I loved. And I was really good at school, and I would always do, like, extra credit even though I didn't need it. And I just loved school. And it was just, like, never, like, oh, you're doing good. It's, like, in trouble for like reading in the middle of the night. Why are you reading? It's like,
there was no abuse in your childhood?
My mom was just like very angry. Like, I think that like when my mom like had me and my sisters, like postpartum was not as like well like known what was how to like manage it. And like my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she didn't have any friends. She didn't really leave the house. So she was like a helicopter parent where she just like tried to micromanage us. And it was very like, yeah, micromanaging. And then just, it was never, like, positivity. It was always, like, she had a lot of anxiety and just, like, thought we were doing stuff that was, like, wrong all the time. And I don't know. It was kind of, like, felt like it was, like, my sisters and me against, like, my mom. And then my dad was just, like, always working. So he kind of just, like, wouldn't really, like, be involved. So like my mom would just be like yelling at us all the time. And my dad would come home and you're just like, oh my God. Because he's like more reserved. He's the engineer. So, and there was like just so many girls because I have three sisters.
Mm-hmm. Are drugs a part of your life?
I mean, I definitely have experienced or experimented. I definitely have experimented with things, but I don't consider myself to be an addict or do things regularly. Like right now, I just occasionally drink. Like I used to smoke weed, but I've just found it's made my anxiety like a lot worse. So I don't even smoke weed anymore. Social drinker. I like to get my $5 bottle of wine from the gas station. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Can't really drink hard liquor that much. But
I mean, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
If you get cats, you will develop a parasite in your brain that makes you want to worship them and think about your cats all the time.
That's one of the best lessons I've ever heard.
Get a dog. You'll go outside more.
I don't know if it's true, but that sounds great. Awesome. Thank you, Emmy.
Okay.
You're amazing. Thank you.